Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
American Leak Detection.
Calm down there. All right, so let's do a little Hardline story time. About once, maybe every 2 months or so, maybe 3 times a year or so, 4 times a year, we'll go back into the archives and tell a story concerning the program that is of great interest that is probably gone and dusted and forgotten.
Federal interest.
In the annals of radio, in the annals of radio. And this one involves how, as an entire show, really an entire radio station, how can you be banned from spring training? How can a league basically tell you you're not allowed to step foot into Arizona?
Very impressive if you look back at it.
Yes. So, Mino, you can tell me when you got that piece of audio. Should have been synced
to
you.
We got it. Got it.
Okay. So, back in 2008, we were going to spring training on a pretty regular basis. We would go out to Fort Myer. Where was it? In Florida? I can't remember the name of the town.
Port Charlotte.
Port Charlotte, yeah. We would go to Port Charlotte. Then they moved to the Cactus League in Arizona, and they opened up that facility that they shared with the Kansas City Royals.
Yes. And at that time, on the show was Baseball Jesus, and the Hardline was the baseball show of record.
Right, just like now.
Just ask them.
So we would go out there and do ourselves up a nice week of broadcasting, and part of that every single day when we were out there is we would take the wireless microphone down in the stands, and we would goof off. And it was always fun to find an area where you would see 5, 6, 7 girls that were about 25 years old. They were good looking, and you knew instantly that they were all somehow connected to players on the field.
Wives or girlfriends, the wags.
The wags, if you will.
Yeah. Yes. And so we would, you know, it's not all we would do, but we would definitely go down there, and, you know, we would talk to people in the stands, and then we would go down there and be like, okay. And we would kind of, you know, beat around the bush a little bit, and then we would try to get something out of them. So one time, the Royals were playing, and the Rangers weren't part of it at all. So when we would go to spring training, typically it would be a week where the Rangers are playing in Surprise 4 days out of the week. Well, one day the Royals are playing there. And so I go down there, and I see a group of girls, and turns out that one of them is the wife of then Royals third baseman Alex Gordon.
That's right.
Okay? So Danny was our producer, Mike Reiner was the co-host, and Michael Grubbs was the board op. Okay? So
current music director of the Texas Rangers.
That's right. So this interview.
Oh, the irony.
This interview got us banned from spring training for years. Years. Okay, so you tell me if it's
almost
warranted.
Like you planned it. There,
do you think Bud Selig has ever read a memo with your name on it?
Maybe it's kind of badass.
That is, if you think about it, if the commissioner of the sport had to hear how a Dallas radio station did this, I think that's pretty cool.
Now, as you hear this, and I'll finish the story after when I'm playing it, but just know that Alex Gordon got a hold of this audio the day of somehow. Or the next day, and wanted to fight me.
Again, very impressive if you think about it.
Now, when you hear the audio, you tell me who should have been fought. If it was me or the jackasses that I work with, okay? Especially Michael Gruber. All right, here we go, 2008, and how we got kicked out of spring training with Alex Gordon's wife.
So now?
We can't hear it.
Loading.
Oh, dear.
My name's Corby, by the way.
Corby?
Corby.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Jamie.
What's your name? It's okay. It's cool. You all right? I'm. That's a microphone, okay?
No, I got that.
If you look up there, you see that yellow sign right there? It says the ticket. Yeah. We're doing a show from Dallas, Texas. And
I'm not really a good spokesperson.
No, it's no big deal. We're not here to give anybody the third degree.
Not looking for trouble.
Yeah, we're not looking for trouble. We're just talking to general people in the stands. We were over there earlier on the other side, and we just came over here behind the Royals side. So we just wanted to say hi and meet some people. So
ask them if they're enjoying their baseball experience.
Are you guys enjoying your baseball experience?
We are.
Where are you guys from? Where are you from?
Originally from Nebraska, but live in Kansas City.
Oh, you do? Okay. Mm. So you're traveling here, what, for the week? Are you out here permanently?
Well, I've been here since January 31st.
You've been here since the outset of spring training, it seems. So from that, I would deduce that there's some player involvement.
There is.
Okay. See, I got an eye for these things, young lady. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 24.
Okay. Did you go to University of Nebraska?
For college?
Yeah.
High school.
I went there for undergrad. Yep.
Are you doing some graduate work right now?
Yeah, at the University of Kansas.
Oh, really? It's a beautiful campus, isn't it?
It's nice. Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's gorgeous. Now, what player are you messed up with now?
Well, I'm married to Alex Gordon.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Oh, well.
We just had a whole segment on Alex Gordon and how great he is.
I think he's great, too.
Well, I hope so. You're married to him, you know? Now, how long have you guys been hitched?
Well, almost 3 months. We just got married this last off season in December, so.
Well, congratulations.
How old is he?
Newlyweds. That's wonderful. How old is he?
He's 24 also.
Okay. Where'd you guys meet?
At college.
At Nebraska?
Yep.
Oh, was he did he play football too or just baseball?
He got recruited to play football too, but chose just to play baseball.
Really? Okay. And so are you taking time out from your studies to be here?
Yes. Yep.
And that's cool with KU?
That's cool with them. Yep.
Now, do you guys get to go to basketball games and stuff like that, or did you hit the Orange Bowl this year or anything?
We didn't go to the Orange Bowl, but we've been to a couple of basketball games, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Now, at 20...
Did you hear the question I just said? Did you get to go to the Orange Bowl?
That was a big year for the Jayhawks.
Kansas went to a BCS Bowl.
Their
back
last
then.
Bowl game.
Yes.
With Mangino Bear.
It was Mangino Bear. Okay, go on.
Four, you guys aren't looking to have kids or anything, are you, very soon?
Not anytime soon. Maybe in the next couple years.
Buffering?
Yep.
Wow. What's wrong?
Everything is great. You know,
what's
it's raining outside, so that's probably why.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We're being tackled by rain.
If there's any weather, hot or cold or rain.
So anyway.
There we go.
Not anytime soon. Maybe in the next couple years, but...
Not so much now?
Not so much right now, no.
Now, are you going to work at all? Because you're in graduate school and stuff, and, I mean, he's obviously set financially. Are you going to work?
Yeah, I plan to work part-time at least, so that I'm still available to, you know, travel and see him when he's not busy. But I like to keep busy myself, too, so...
Are you going to travel with him, like, when they're on the road and stuff? Are you going to be like the Yoko Ono of the Royals?
Not everywhere. I mean, I pick
she
and choose.
She has no idea who that is.
Like
ask her. She knows who Yoko Ono is.
Go,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, ask her.
Do you know who Yoko Ono is?
I don't.
Oh, no.
Stupid bitch.
Mike.
Do you know who Yoko Ono is?
No.
You ever heard of the Beatles?
Stupid bitch.
It's okay. It's
find out who that is.
What's that? No, okay.
Have they ever heard of John Lennon?
No, no, no. He's not on the Royals. No.
Okay. So, as you could hear, there were drops played after they were not familiar with Yoko Ono. And the drops that Groobs played were from one of the hosts, Mike Reiner, who said, "Stupid man." Now.
I liked how Help was playing at the ballpark also. I never noticed that.
Isn't that weird?
That's a lovely layer to that.
And so, anyway, we move on. We think everything is fine, and it was a funny interview. And then what happened was is that Alex Gordon went home, and the wife said, I was interviewed by a radio station in Dallas, and la, 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 la. And he knew someone that lived here.
As one would imagine.
Right. Who got him the audio. He listens to it, and he hears, and in his mind, he thinks that me doing the interview, or whoever was doing the interview next to me, was sitting right there looking at her and called her a stupid bitch to
stupid
her face.
Stupid bitch.
Either one of those two
the
labels.
The concept of drops
was
not explained to him.
Either one of those two labels might be a little much, but to put them together, it's just so harsh.
Yeah.
Why would you say that to her?
Right. And so
you got to tone it down, Corby. You're flying too close to the sun.
By the time that we got back from dinner that night, John Blake, Ranger Hall of Famer John Blake, who runs the PR department, had contacted us, mainly Mike Reiner, saying, why did you call Alex Gordon's wife a stupid bitch?
Stupid like, bitch.
What are you talking about? Nobody said that to her. And then, you know, we finally had to explain it. And John Blake couldn't understand the concept of drops either, that she didn't actually hear that or anything.
Right.
And he goes, well, you're not allowed to come back tomorrow. And, you know, this is like Tuesday or Wednesday, and we have three more days.
I'll do it for tonight.
Three more days to broadcast, and we're like, well, we have to. We're here. We have to be able to do this. No, you're not going to be able to do it. I'm sorry. Matter of fact, you're never allowed back at spring training again. And we're like, oh, my God. And they had to hold Alex Gordon back from running up to the broadcast site the next day. He let us finally let us broadcast. Alex Gordon wanted to run up there and kick our ass.
Well, specifically yours, though.
Me, for saying that. The guy that
even
was
though
the
it wasn't
saying
your voice and you didn't play the drop.
Yes, he
stupid
wanted.
Bitch.
And I thought that interview, did I ask anything untoward
you didn't.
At all?
You were a perfect gentleman.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So the Kansas City Star gets a hold of this. They write a huge article about it, talking about this shock jock station from Dallas and Fort Worth and how dare they.
I remember listening that day and being offended, too.
Shut up.
Seriously.
Did Guy Sports write the column?
It says, the seemingly harmless interview took a nasty turn when Jamie was asked whether she knew who Yoko Ono was. When she said she did not, someone back in the booth or at the station hit a, quote, drop button that spewed the words stupid bitch over the air.
The drop
button. The same drop was hit again moments later after Jamie answered another question. Then later in the interview, I don't remember this, one of the show's hosts made a crude innuendo about Jamie and Ashley, another girl that was there, urging his interviewer to, quote, try to get them to kiss. Again.
Okay, that definitely happened.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that,
funny,
too. And I
funny
was
we don't have that audio.
Well, I never asked him. I'm like, yeah, right. Like, I'm going to do that. Again, the girls never heard any of this, but Alex Gordon thought, we're like, hey, baby, I know one thing.
Why don't you girls just make out real quick?
Yeah, I didn't get all horn-dogged up. You two girls just les out real quick, huh? How about that? You want some of that?
Mark.
So,
Minaj.
Yeah, then we were asked to come down to apologize. Me specifically.
Not the only time.
To go down to apologize to the Royals, and Mike is like, you will not do that. And I'm like, I apologize, but I don't know what I'm apologizing for, you know? And he's like, no, we will not apologize. We will not do anything. We will be banned from spring training and just take it like men. And therefore, for like the next 5 years, we were banned from spring training. Yes.
Like Shoeless Joe.
The PR director for the Royals said, having to play the interview for Alex was not an enviable task. Then one of the show hosts told me he wouldn't apologize directly to Alex because, quote, that was my job as a liaison. And that really got me upset. So there you go. There is the story of Alex Gordon and his wife and being
free Corby.
Well,
kicked out.
There is a happy
training.
Ending because Alex Gordon and Jamie are still married and they have two sons and a daughter.
Oh,
see, It all worked out.
They
and I predicted.
They reside in Leawood, Kansas.
I predicted all of it.
True love.
All right.
Stupid bitch.
Yes. Roundtable's next.
The ticket got rid of that drop.